I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a televised address Thursday that Moscow had launched a medium-range ballistic missile attack on a Ukrainian military facility in response to recent Ukrainian long-range strikes with Western weapons. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Kyiv said Russia used an intercontinental ballistic missile, a weapon designed for long-distance nuclear strikes and never before used in war, and that it hit the city of Dnipro. But three U.S. officials said it was an intermediate-range ballistic missile that has a smaller range, and one official said it was notified by Russia about the strike ahead of time. There was no suggestion it was nuclear-armed. A regional governor in Ukraine said the attack damaged an industrial enterprise and set off fires. Artem Diamin is the acting director of a medical rehabilitation center.
Technical buildings were damaged in our compound. In the rehabilitation center building, around 50 windows were damaged. Thank God nobody was injured.
Regardless of its classification, the latest strike highlighted rapidly rising tensions in the past several days. It came after Ukraine fired U.S. and British missiles at targets inside Russia this week, after outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden gave it permission to do so, despite warnings by Moscow that it would see such action as a major escalation. President-elect Donald Trump has said he will end the war without saying how, and has criticized billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine under Biden. The warring sides believe Trump is likely to push for peace talks, not known to have been held since the war's earliest months, and are trying to attain strong positions before negotiations.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. This is VOA.